Let's ask the Lord to anoint what we'd have to say here today. Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the anointing of the Most High God, and we ask God that you anoint here in this service today as it goes out here locally, goes out around the world, and Lord, as it goes on this, that'll be played, amen, for many years to come if you should tarry. Lord, we ask God in Jesus' name, you continue to pour out your spirit and anoint your word in Jesus' name, amen and amen. We've been on a series of messages concerning the Holy Ghost, and they kind of lap over top of each other, and you know, it's the only other way to do it. It would take hours and hours to do it in one setting, so we're doing it in different volumes. You know, Acts 1 and 8 said they received the power, they tarried, and this is just summarizing where we've covered. In the second chapter of Acts in verse 1, the one place and one accord. Verse 3, amen, said, in verse 4, amen, said that the Holy Ghost came, amen, and they began to be filled with the Spirit, amen, and the Holy Ghost spoke through them and they give utterance. This is the prophecy wherein that God had said, amen, in Joel, amen, 2:28, and recorded again in Acts in the second chapter in verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Now, if you understand, this was out of the Old Testament, signifying what would take place, but God reestablished this in the New Testament, so we see the fulfillment of it taking place again, because for hundreds of years, the baptism of the Holy Ghost seemed to be something that was very, very rare. But along about the change of the century, down in North Carolina, broke out over into Tennessee, the Holy Ghost started being poured out again. Amen. Most of your wholeness organizations today was started out of that move of God. Church of God, Church of God of Prophecy, many of the other independent Church of Gods, they all come out of that outpouring that happened down in North Carolina and spread over into Tennessee. Amen. And that's in the last days of this century, this generation, and that outpouring is taking place, and it's still taking place, amen. And we'll cover in other segments of this, we'll cover the work of the Holy Ghost. What we've covered part of that, we'll go back and cover the work of it individually. But today we want to cover, amen, the understanding of who the Holy Ghost is for, amen. And one of the best places I think that we can cover that is we go to the second chapter after the outpouring, after all these things that took place. Down in verse 38, it says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, there's a lot of vast understanding there, and some say that, well, the Bible means that, you know, he gave the Holy Ghost, and some say he meant he gave the tongues. The gift of the Holy Ghost is the tongues, amen? Well, I believe he said what he meant and meant what he said. I believe he said that, amen, that he would give you the Holy Ghost, amen? That's the whole package, amen? That's the whole package of it, amen? For the promise is unto you and to your children. Notice who he said to. It's to you. That's all them that was that there at that outpouring of the Holy Ghost. That's all the folks that was present that Peter, amen, was preaching to. He said it is for you and unto your children. Amen. And he didn't just stop there. Amen. And to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord, amen, God shall call. Amen. And he went on to say, and he testified with many other words. But he said, all right, folks, this thing that you have seen, this thing that has happened, this thing that made these men appear like that you know, they were drunk, being just the third hour of the day. This thing that was poured out, amen, this thing you have received, this thing that made people talk in tongues and speak, amen, with an utterance, amen, given by the Spirit, this thing is for you. If you've not got it, it's for all of you. You can have it. You can go back to your children, amen, and to your children's children. This thing is going to be poured out, amen, down through the ages, amen, to your children, amen, and it'll be poured out, amen, to your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. This thing is going to be poured out, amen, and even to the point, amen, those that are far off, amen, everywhere, this thing is going to be made available, and God, amen, is going to give it, amen, He's going to give it to as many, amen, as the Lord your God calls. So who's the Holy Ghost for? Amen. Is it just for a certain crowd? Amen. No. He said it's to everybody that I call. Everybody that calls upon the name of God, that's saved and born again by the Spirit of God, has the right and the privilege to receive the Holy Ghost. We've got some that preach you get all the Holy Ghost you're going to get the minute you get saved, amen. And I believe the Bible said, unless you have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. So you do get the Spirit. You do get God's Holy Ghost in you, amen, because you can't be saved, amen, unless the Holy Ghost draw you unto God. You can't be convicted unless you be convicted by the Holy Ghost, amen. So the working of the Holy Ghost is to bring about salvation, amen. And to those that are saved, amen, they receive, amen, salvation. They receive, amen, the gift, amen, of God, amen, of salvation. God makes available, amen, that they can continuously be filled into a point they're submerged and baptized with the Holy Ghost, amen. Now, a lot of people are told, don't worry about it. You got it, amen, when you got saved. They treat it kind of like, you get a little kit in your car that's got a spare tire, a wrench, and it's got two or three little items in it, maybe the jack handle, and that's in a little pouch in the back of your automobile. And, well, you know, that's, if you need it, you get it. Well, a lot of people, amen, look at the Holy Ghost the same way. Amen. It's like some, well, you got it. If you ever need it, you got it. Amen. Well, I'm sure they got much of it. Amen. I'm not sure they got much of it. If you still lying, conniving, still telling ungodly, dirty jokes out of your mouth, every other word that comes out is a cuss word, I don't believe you got the Holy Ghost. Amen. You got a ghost, but I don't believe it's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost, amen, is going to bring you in conformance to the Word of God. The Holy Ghost is going to help you, amen, to live this thing, to walk this thing. It's going to give you the power to walk this thing in the fulfillment, amen, of God's word, amen. So, amen, he said, this is the all that I'm going to call, amen. Anyone that's called to the Lord, you say, well, can I have it? Have you been called to the Lord? Amen. Have you been saved by his grace? Amen. Then the gift of it is for you, amen. And so as we go on a little further, we go into the fourth chapter of Acts, amen. And let's just go some different accounts of this thing, what we're talking about here today. And when they had prayed, amen, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. And they spake the word of God with boldness. Amen. So here's another account, amen, of where the Holy Ghost was given to the church, those that prayed and those that received. Amen. Then it goes on to say, amen. And a lot of people, and we'll come back and cover the tongues in another segment, and we'll cover some great detail on it. But over in the fifth chapter, amen, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. And it goes on down, and we find down in verse 32, amen, it says these words, and we, amen, are the witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. Amen. So one of the qualifications, amen, along with being saved, along with the blood cleansing you, and God giving you this gift to those that he has called and those that he has saved, it seems to me that God, amen, is looking for men and women that will be obedient to his voice and will obey his word. Amen. So today, God said, I give the Holy Ghost to them that obey me. So we've got to add that to the list, amen, of who he gives the Holy Ghost to. Amen. He gives the Holy Ghost to them that are willing to obey him, obey his word. If you're living contrary to the Holy Ghost, amen, and contrary to God's word, then, you know, then you got a problem. I've seen people come in services, amen, go to talking in something that they call tongues that made cold chills run over you because it was not the Holy Ghost. It was a counterfeit. And one of the best ways to get a counterfeit, amen, is to think that you, amen, have got the Holy Ghost, but you're still living in sin, amen. And in doing so, amen, you have allowed a counterfeit. You have allowed a demon. And I heard a preacher preaching the other week, and he said that he'd found the majority of people talked in tongues was demon-possessed. That man better watch out what he's saying. Amen. First of all, he's ignorant of the understanding of God's word, amen, and what he was even saying to start with. But I will say, and this is what the devil has blowed out of proportion, I will say when people that are not living right, people that are ungodly, people that are full of sin, go and think they can have the Holy Ghost in that condition, that's the kind of people that the devil gives counterfeits to. And yes, amen, I've had them jump up in services that I had to rebuke them and set them down because they was full of the devil. Amen. I remember when I pastored the Blacksburg Church of God years and years ago, amen, I had a person come in that I didn't feel right about, amen. I did not feel right about them, amen. They said they had just got the Holy Ghost, but I didn't hear nobody talking about them ever being saved. They said, well, they got the Holy Ghost in a home prayer meeting, amen. And about the time the service broke loose, they went to saying, beep, 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 bop, bop, beep, 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 bop, 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 bop. And somebody said, well, look at that, they're talking in tongues. I said, that ain't tongues, amen. That sounds like something from outer space, amen, that come off a spaceship, amen. And about that time, there was a girl there in the church that was not toeing the line, if you know what I mean. She wasn't living where she needed to be, but she was confessing everything was all right. Well, she was in the service, and this girl that was going beep, 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 bump, 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 she come and run and took a dive on the back of that girl, amen, caught her knees in the middle of her spine and got a hold of her long hair and was trying to ride her and holding on to like her hair was the horse's reins. And it took two or three people, amen, to get that situation resolved and get that crazy girl off of that other's back, amen, that had her knees up trying to ride her like a horse, amen, had her knees right up. And, I mean, the other girl was still standing up. Amen. And you know, it would be, if you've seen that, it would scare the living daylights out of you. And if you'd go away and say, well, that's Holy Ghost, don't want to have nothing to do with it. But I'm going to tell you something. That ain't the Holy Ghost. That was not the Holy Ghost to start with. So there's a lot of people out there, a lot of people listening today and listening this morning. You've seen something was a ghost, but it wasn't the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will produce righteousness in somebody's life. If they're still in sin, if they're still messing around with the world and sin and full of sin up to their eyeballs, amen, and they're claiming to have the Holy Ghost, you better watch out because something ain't right. Because the Holy Ghost, amen, he'll come on you and he'll reverence God and God's word, amen, and he will help you and line you up to what you need to be, amen. Convict you, amen, amen. Now, a lot of people don't want the Holy Ghost, and a lot of preachers don't want the Holy Ghost moving in their church, amen. First of all, they don't understand it. They don't believe it. And secondly, amen, a lot of them, amen, live so far from Calvary, they don't know what it's about, amen. And when you live a long way from Calvary, the one thing you don't want is the Holy Ghost. And I'm a preacher, they run from me like they're scared of me. Amen. Because I can read your mail. Amen. And I ain't talking about the post office. I look you in the eye and tell you what you, amen, are about. Amen. I can tell you whether you playing games or not. Amen. Glory to God. And see, folks don't like that. Amen. And they try every way in the can to try to put it down and, you know, and all that. Amen. I told a friend of mine, they've been here. I said, let me tell you something, Paul, you know, they would have given Paul an eye if he needed one to start with. When he told them truth, they wanted to gouge the one he had out. I want to tell you something. You start preaching holiness and righteousness, and they'll come after you. Because the world don't want it, and most of the church don't want it. The church wants about an hour, hour and a half of something that makes them feel good, and they want to run right out and go back to their own lifestyle. This is my lifestyle. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. This is what I am about. And somebody said, you're too serious about God. You can't get too serious about God. Somebody said, you addicted to the Holy Ghost. I said, sure I am. Amen. Why feel bad when you can feel good? Amen. Amen. Why be in the dumps when you can be on the mountain? Why live in the valley when you can soar with the eagles? Amen. Glory to God. We need to get right and go on home. Amen. That's the message that needs to be preached. But I'm going to tell you something. You better be starting to get right if you ain't right. Because when they start marrying the same sex, God has never allowed it. God has never condoned it. America, doomsday is coming. Amen. Amen. The rapture of the church is going to take the spirit-filled believer out of here. And you can have this cesspool because it is becoming a Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Amen. Only the Holy Ghost of God, amen, and the workings of the Spirit of God can save you from the message here. Amen. Well, the preachers today, amen, touched on it. Amen. Touched on it out of the first chapter of Romans. Amen. What takes place? Amen. What takes place when, you know, the Bible tells me they confessed themselves to be wise, they became fools. Amen. I'll tell you something. Amen. We need a move of the Holy Ghost in our city, our state, our nation. Amen. We need some lawmakers, amen, that'll go to Washington or go to our state capitals that won't be bought off. See, amen, most companies have found out you can buy politicians. They found out you can buy judges. Amen. A friend of mine, listen, a friend of mine, amen, had a situation, amen. The lawyer told him what it would take to represent him, and the lawyer told him what it would take for him to be scot-free. And the guy asked him, he said, what's the big, it was several thousand dollars. He said, what's the big amount of money for? He said, for the judge. Amen. But he said, I assure you, you'll walk free. Amen. Amen. A lot of judges don't like you to say that. Matter of fact, if they hear you say that, they'll get some kind of something against you. Amen. They'll drag you before their bench. Amen. And not all of them that way, but a lot of them, amen, have took bribes. Amen. They have took bribes. Amen. And all throughout this country, that's what the problem is. The pharmaceutical companies have bought off politicians. Our leaders of this country is bought by filthy lucre. Amen. And this cesspool is beginning to stink. Amen. And the more you stir it, the more it's going to stink. And every state that signs on to marry same sex is going to broaden the cesspool. Amen. You talk about disasters, we've not seen nothing yet. Amen. Because it's coming. Because we don't have the favor of God when we allow ourselves to get in those kind of conditions. Amen. But let's press on a little bit. Amen. We'll run out of time. Who then? They were come down, praying for them they might receive the Holy Ghost. This is in the 8th chapter of Acts. Amen. And for yet it was not fallen upon none of them, only they that were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's press on just a little further. I believe we find in the 10th chapter, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon them which heard the word, and they were of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. And they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God, and answered Peter. Then we press on just a little further, and we get in the 19th chapter. Here's 20 years after Pentecost. Amen. And it goes on to say in verse 2, and said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto them, we have not as much heard whether they be a Holy Ghost. Amen. And then come on down in verse 6, and when Peter had laid his hand upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Amen. So you come too late to tell me it went away at Pentecost, because here's 20 years later. So understand, the Holy Ghost is given, amen, to those that are saved, those that are baptized, amen. It's given to those that are willing to obey him, and it's given to them that believe, amen. And that is one of the key principles of receiving anything from God. You must believe. So today, amen, and we'll continue on with another segment of this, and a lot of the scriptures are interwoven, amen. So we will cover, when we cover the segment on tongues, we will cover some of these scriptures again, amen. But the Holy Ghost is given today, amen, to your children, them are far off, as many as the Lord thou God shall call. So ask the Lord to bless your life. And if you've up to now been a disbeliever in the Holy Ghost, take it to the Word, amen, and see what the Word said. Lord, in Jesus' name, save the lost, reclaim the backslider, steer those that are cold and indifferent, bring people into the understanding and the knowledge of the Holy Ghost. And God, I've been obedient to your voice. You told me, Lord, to send into the airways of this county. And 7-8 years ago, we began to broadcast in this county. And God, we've done what you told us to do. And now, God, you said, infiltrate this place with the message of the Holy Ghost. And God, we're doing what you asked us to do, what you've told us to do. And God, honor our word. Amen. Move in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God love you. God bless you.